welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. At this time every week, we have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, on the program for Lawyer Up. Inside several legal cases, she'll solve them all. You should really get inside this. Great docket today. A couple of stories, or one at least, going back to Halloween, and we say hello to Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Great. Loved your Halloween party. Loved it. This was last week. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since.
No.
Lisa. But
your costume, Lisa.
Untoward. Offensive.
Yeah. When did you come up with the first, explain what it is, and tell us how the backstory.
I don't know. I just, the costume is, I was a washed up Hooters girl.
Yes.
And so, I don't know. I was just sort of, at first I was going to be Weird Barbie, and I actually bought a Weird Barbie costume, and I wore that to a friend's Halloween party, and you know I love Halloween, So there's no way I'm repeating a costume, right?
Right. So
I had to come up with something else, and I just sort of, I kind of pieced together like two or three different costumes that I had seen browsing, and came up with this idea. So, you know, I had the boobies that sagged way down, and the pubic hair that was out of control.
Well, I have to tell you this.
It's boobs and pubes. Is that all
remember? Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, full disclosure. All right. We walked in. Lisa was the first face we saw. And she throws the most amazing party, Halloween party. Been a few times. And love it. I mean, love it. And walked in and saw her. And now I saw your boobs hanging low. Yeah. And I had to figure out. And you said.
Did you think they were her actual appendages?
No. They were hanging below the Hooters shirt.
Major sag.
I mean, with nipples. And this is what I love so much about Lisa. She said, this is offensive to children, but I don't care.
It's Halloween.
Halloween. She loves Halloween. So I didn't catch the pubic hair. I saw the boobs, and then we posed for a picture, which was great. And then my wife and I went and got a plate of food and sat down, and my wife said, man.
Did you see that?
She said, did you see all Lisa's pubic hair? And I said, honey, you have to. We can't talk about that.
Now, she's the host.
I said, she's the host of this party. She goes, no, you moron. She had fake pubic hair all over. So then I had to go say, next time I saw Lisa, I was like, oh, man, how did I miss that first go round?
Yeah.
It was really, I mean, growing.
You should have said something about your pubes. I'm sorry.
I failed to notice at first. They're great.
What? You talk about growing wild down there, man. It was as unkempt as anything I've ever seen. What a great party. I mean, she really does. She does it best. And I don't know where you got those porta-johns, but let me just say, I mean, toot sweet. It was the best porta-john I've ever been into. These are great. You did such a nice job. As always, loved it.
Yeah, they're a great, great family-owned business, luxury Elegant Johns, and I mean they were so good to work with, because we ended up having like 200 people RSVP'd, but then in the last week it went up to like 300 people, and so I had originally rented a two stall Elegant John. So then I called, and the last minute at night they upgraded me to a three person, so it was much better.
Yeah, it was great. Right. I mean, they're so nice. Forget everything you know about porta johns. I mean, it has running water and flush toilets. Yeah. It's just
a towel attendant.
Yeah, a towel attendant in there is just really nice. Other than Lisa's pubic hair, it was a wonderful night. Everything about
it. Did you talk to the psychic? You go see?
I saw the psychic. Now, my daughter won't do that. She refuses to let the demon in.
Tarot cards and such.
Tarot cards. But my wife and I sure did, and we loved it. And you're right. Yeah. She's eerily accurate. She goes right inside your brain. Just looks right inside. Saw the magician. Did the photo booth.
Was there fire?
There was fire. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was a warm night, but she had, I'm sure, as the sun went down.
I thought there was like a fire artist.
Oh, there is, like a flamethrower. Yeah, okay. I had a flamethrower out there. It's great. Everything about it was great.
Because I saw the photos.
Now, let me say this. This is about Halloween. And this is all over the country now. In Lakeland, Florida, a guy had put up, like, he nailed dolls' heads to a tree. He had all these mutilated children nailed to a tree and such. And he said that what he wanted to do was observe and bring attention to child neglect, which he's trying to fight against. Well, of course, nobody knew that. So everybody in the neighborhood, or some in the neighborhood, said, you've got to take these down. This is offensive. We have children. In Utah, there was another case where somebody put up something that people objected to. Oh, is skeletons having sex?
Yeah, there were sexual positions, and in Florida, they had pole dancing skeletons.
In Florida, there was a skeleton against a stop sign in somebody's corner of the yard. They made them take that one down because you can't desecrate the sign because it's government property.
The sexual one was by a school, too.
Yeah, the sexual one was right across from an elementary school, and they were like, hey, there are kids here. When can officials actually make you take a decoration down? Ever, Lisa?
So there are very few jurisdictions that have any kind of ordinance that prohibits a Halloween decoration, just a handful across the country. There are lots of HOAs that regulate decorations, and we all know how powerful HOAs are. And so they often, you'll find that HOAs will limit the duration, the timing, you know, which days you can put up decorations, not just for Halloween, but for other holidays. But just a handful of cities try to do this. So this guy in Florida, he really gets into Halloween like I do, but in more of a sort of a creepy artistic way.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's actually the same guy that had the skeleton pole dancers.
Oh, same guy. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Now he's got over 100 naked baby dolls hanging from trees in his front yard.
Yeah.
And so they're wanting, they don't have an ordinance in this town. They are saying, look, we're going to try to pass one. This guy said, go ahead, you know, I'm not even going to do this display next year. He actually, I think yesterday, he put all the baby dolls out and gave them away on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's going to go back to something with skeletons next year. It's really a very controversial area because Halloween decorations, any kind of sort of display like this, especially an artistic one, this guy's, he does it sort of for the artistic value, is speech. And so you have to have an incredibly narrowly tailored, just strict scrutiny all the way for laws that regulate speech. You know, it's very limited what the government can do. So that's why I think most towns don't try to regulate it.
Right.
This guy's, you know, he's probably okay. I don't see them passing an ordinance just for him. They don't have one. I think he'll be okay to do his skeletons pole dancing again.
I see.
If he puts up his own pole.
Right. Well, yeah.
Don't use the city property.
Not on a street sign.
Street sign.
That's right. So put up your own pole. Do the
That seems like an easy fix. I mean, that's kind of a glaring oversight.
Yeah. Just put a stake in the ground. That's all you have to do, right?
Like a tetherball pole.
Exactly. Put something like that. Lisa, do you think an ordinance might be passed against your costume from this? Is it possible?
It might be.
Is it possible?
Community standards.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I don't know. I can't describe what's offensive, but I know it when I see it. And when I saw that, I said, that's offensive.
You know what would have been amazing? Is if Lisa had gone to Hooters on Halloween night dressed up like that.
Oh, God. You should have. I loved her whole face. Like, you know, some people find this offensive, but I don't care. It's just too good. It's too great. And I loved it. That was so funny. Now, you talk about offensive. Get ready for this. From the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay Hotel last November, a woman who has not been identified, she's known as a James Doe, and her husband went to this resort to stay for 4 nights. And while they were there, they ordered water in the night to be brought to them, bottled water. When she got it, after drinking some of it, she realized something's wrong here. Well, it turned out that one of the Ritz-Carlton staff members had, no easy way to say it, ejaculated into the water bottle, which we had a lot of questions about. Like, you didn't see that ahead of time. It may have been dark in the room. It's not.
We think she woke up in the middle of the night and grabbed the bottle.
Off the nightstand. There was no, like, was there
no seal.
A seal, like a safety seal? Did she not notice that it had been opened and tampered with? Who did it? You know, was somebody that brought the water? Was it someone before? Was it a third party from, who knows who did this? So now who can she sue? And another question, we had an offshoot of this, Lisa, and Dave Aiken and I watch a lot of Law and Order. Can employees of the Ritz-Carlton and people that may have handled this water be compelled to take a DNA test? Even if
to match,
you know, to match, even if there's no other suspicion, there's no other evidence pointing to them, do I have to give a cheek swab here? If there's 40 employees, do we all have to take it? I think they should have to. What do you think about this whole case, Lisa?
Well, it's very interesting. And this these cases are taken very seriously, typically by law enforcement as well as the courts. And, you know, in the civil side, these lawsuits end up with huge settlements. There was actually a few years ago, there was a teacher. I think he was in California, and he was putting semen in cookies and feeding it to elementary school children.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Gross.
The school system paid $1.7 million each to 82 children who were fed these cookies.
Not enough. And,
wow. That's $100 million. That's $100 million.
It was a big global settlement, $139 million for 82 kids. They had earlier settled for even a lower amount with some of the kids, but then this group held out for more money. And you've seen it with several pretty high-profile businesses. I think Olive Garden had a semen incident, and Red Robin had an alleged semen incident. And one of them, three different types of DNA were found after the woman sent back her chicken dish saying that it was cold. It came back with three different samples. So there was like a back-in-the-kitchen circle jerk around
her
chicken.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is the worst. Other than your costume, this is the worst thing I've seen all week.
Stop it with the semen, fellas.
Yeah, semen talk, right. Yeah.
How can we? I just couldn't do it on demand like that.
I mean, really?
What
kind
of pressure in the kitchen
are you doing? God.
Well, okay. And I'll tell you, the moral of the story, too, with the restaurants is don't be a Karen. Don't complain about your food. Just eat it, or it's going to come back with you.
Good Lord. I hate to hear that. Man, that's terrible. Yeah. That really is.
What about DNA samples?
Yeah, so in most of these cases, it's actually they are able to figure out right away who did it. Here, they don't really know. And they say that that Marriott, who owns the Ritz-Carlton, didn't take this very seriously, and they didn't turn in anyone or do any kind of investigation. So now if law enforcement, you know, they would have to get a subpoena to get swabs from employees. And I don't know, you know, if they could do that. I don't know if they will. It sounds like law enforcement has sort of washed their hands of this one, although typically they do. They actually charge these people criminally with very serious offenses, in one of which a lot of jurisdictions have started adding sexual assault to the array of charges.
Oof.
And the guy in the Los Angeles case where he fed the kids cookies, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And Biggie's right. $2 million a kid is not enough.
I mean,
God almighty. And imagine disease that can be spread this way.
Yeah.
Everything about it. And I would demand every single person at that Ritz-Carlton be lined up and give me a cheek swab.
Start jacking
right now. I want your DNA. Let's go. Let's do it. You know,
this is a terrible thought.
Yeah.
But if I had been managing the Ritz-Carlton that night and known, like, I got to do something because this is going to get all of us fired, charged. Fancy water is a big thing now. I would have been like, oh, that's our new water. It's pronounced Simone.
Right.
Put up a sticker real quick, put it on the bottle. I've been like, oh, it's a alkaline right from the source.
Yep, we bottled it on site.
Exactly.
Right, from local sources.
Trying to convince her it's something new.
It's artisanal.
Yeah.
Man, just how
that's artesian water, Simone.
See, and I'm so naive as Chris Dimmore. I'm such a ruby. Like, oh, okay. All right.
It tastes funny. Yeah, it's because it runs over natural springs.
Right. It's
you
the
know.
Minerals.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, how disgusting.
Well, and the Marriott folks could have probably shut this down, but when this couple complained, they offered them some Marriott points.
Right.
Disgusting.
Those are nice.
It's a nice thing, but I mean, not for semen water. That's as bad as it gets. Lisa Lanier, what a fantastic journey into the law yet again.
Tour de force.
As always, and just to talk about your Halloween costume, my goodness, that was amazing.